This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
My name is Oz and I'm joined in the studio this week by Frank Samway's Vet Clinic Senior Veterinarian, Dr. Alan Bolton.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the program.
Good.
How have you been?
Great. Yeah, no, it's good. I'm looking forward to the weekend. So we've had a very, very busy week.
Yes, we have indeed. Now, yes, yes, it's not going to be another music program, but that is indeed David Bowie, and it's all about senior petizens today on Pets Allowed.
That's right. May is Senior Pet Month at the Lost Dogs Home and the Frank Samways Vet Clinic. So all throughout the program today, we're going to talk all about senior pets. Whether you've recently adopted a senior pet or you have watched your kitten or puppy blossom into their senior years, loving and caring for a pet in their golden years is a truly gratifying experience.
Alan, you'd know all about that. You've got two senior pets at home.
I do. I have two dogs who are, Pan and Lyra, probably about 10 now. And I did, until unfortunately recently, we lost our other dog, and she was called Prudence, and we adopted her about 4 years ago when she was 15, and we had a great 4 years with her.
And we will be looking at that at some stage on Pets Allowed. It's a really important area in terms of, you know, the grieving process and so on. But senior pets have so many advantages, and we want to hear from you. Join us on the program and tell us about your senior pet.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
That's right. Also coming up on Pets Allowed today, Dr. Alan, you'll be taking us through how to keep your petizens in tip-top shape.
That's right. And we have a look, preview our stellar seniors currently looking for a home.
Almost 20 years ago, magnificent Moggy Shadow was adopted from our North Melbourne shelter. We'll hear from her owner about what it's like to live with two senior pets.
And we'll be hearing about the Finishing School, a Lost Dogs Home and Planet Canine joint initiative, which prepares dogs whose manners need a little bit of polish before going up for adoption. The animals we have for adoption change all the time, so it's good to go down, keep an eye on the website and just pop in.
That's right. I mean, like, just, you know, with producing this program, we had a few senior pets available during the week, but three have so far been adopted.
So
it's brilliant. So, yeah, Alan's certainly right. Keep an eye on our website and do drop in to Gracie Street, North Melbourne.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
Hi, Daryl Summers here. This is Pets Allowed, Joy's very own pet friendly zone.
Thank you, Daryl. It is indeed Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. May is Senior Pets Month at the Lost Dogs Home, Frank and Frank Samway's clinic. And on Pets Allowed today, we are talking about our senior petizens. My name is Oz and I'm joined by Dr. Alan Bolton. You too can join in on the conversation. Tell us all about your senior pets. How did your pet come into your life? What do you love about them? Let us know. You can text us on 0427 JOY 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. So, Alan, as responsible pet owners, we always need to look out for the health of our pets and their well-being. Yeah. When it comes to senior pets, I think maybe we should just start off from the top. How do we define what senior is?
Well, I guess it depends on what sort of pet you're talking about. Generally, smaller breeds of dogs live much longer than large breeds. So, like I said, Prudence, my dog, she was 18, I think, when she died. But similarly, if you're talking about things, dogs like Irish Wolfhounds, perhaps they're old. They're starting to get old by the age of 6 or 7, which is a bit sad.
So the larger they are, the
often,
older they.
Yeah.
You know, and what
the
about
shorter
cats?
Their lifespan. Cats can live up to about 20. I mean, I think most cats, you generally start considering them older, maybe when they're about 12 years old. And cats, you certainly have to look out you know, for things like kidney disease and thyroid problems. But certainly, yeah, 12 for cats.
And I think indoor cats tend to be better in health. Is that right?
Well, indoor cats, I suppose, don't have the same... They're not subject to the same sorts of trauma. So, unfortunately, you know, lots of cats, outdoor cats, get hit by cars. Cats get into fights and they can pick up all sorts of things. So, in I mean, indoor cats can have their own problems. But in general, I think indoor cats are probably healthier and live longer.
All right. So, what are the main things pet owners need to consider when their pets have entered this period of their life?
Well, I suppose there are typical diseases that we tend to see as animals get older. So things like dental disease, often they'll need some teeth taken out. They need scales and polish, just like people. They get heart disease, they get arthritis, so they're not quite so mobile, and that may need to be managed. And then I suppose with cats, things like kidney disease, like I mentioned, is very, very common. And cats, older cats specifically, can get an overactive thyroid gland, which is very, very common.
And how does that show up?
Basically, they just eat and eat and eat and lose weight. Oh, right. So they end up sort of these very hungry, skinny old cats. And it's treatable. So it's just something to watch out for.
And how would you diagnose that? Is that
blood tests? So blood tests are something we recommend quite frequently in older animals, either to try and work out what's going wrong, or sometimes it's a good idea just to monitor and try and pick things up early before a real problem develops.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of arthritis, this is a big one.
Mainly with dogs. Cats aren't so bad, but I mean, arthritis is definitely underdiagnosed in cats, but all breeds of dogs are prone to develop arthritis as they get older.
All right. So let's talk a bit about diet. what would you suggest pet owners feed
their... Well, I suppose the first thing is, as they get older, they're less active and their metabolism slows down a bit. So if you keep feeding them the same amount of food and the same type of food as you fed them when they were young or middle-aged, they're going to get really overweight, which obviously doesn't help with the problems they get when they're older. Often, especially again with cats, they can't tolerate high levels of protein. So that's why there are specific diets formulated for older animals. And they generally are less energy dense and have lower protein levels. And just keep them balanced.
In terms of exercise, this is pretty case by case, isn't it, when it comes to senior pets?
Yeah, look, I think you want to do as much as they can do. Because obviously exercise keeps them moving, and if you don't do anything, just like us, they stiffen up. But you don't want to push them too hard, and you want to keep it steady. So you want to do the same sort of amount every day. And just if you notice that they're flagging, then that's time to stop.
How are your two pets going exercise?
They go forever. You know, they're little dogs, and they're only 10. So, I mean, really, they're just middle-aged.
Yeah.
But they can go for miles and miles.
Yeah.
I suppose, they don't go as fast as they used to. But that's just because they're settling down and they're middle-aged.
And in terms of vet visits, why does it change from the suggested once a year annual vet check to twice a year?
I guess it's just that at later in life, things are more likely to go wrong. So if you go in twice a year or more, you're more likely to pick them up. And also, a lot of these things have a really insidious onset. So you won't, because you're there every day, it's just like, you know, when we put on weight, you don't realize because you see yourself every day. But you may not notice something happening because it's happening really gradually. Whereas who hasn't seen your animal for 6 months will pick it up straight away.
Yeah, that's a good point. And something that we've been noticing, not gradually, all of a sudden, is this cold weather. And this tends to be a bit of a problem for our senior petisms.
It is. I mean, I think a lot of older dogs and cats are, if they've lived outdoors, it's probably a good idea that they move indoors. Or certainly that you make sure that you've got somewhere very, you know, nice and warm and secure for them to sleep.
In terms of hammocks, I think they're a great idea. They sort of lift your pet off the ground. So you could set up a hammock in your home that if you've got tiled floors or wooden floors, it's a good idea.
And also you can get, especially if they're old and stiff, you can get heated beds, which often help as well.
Or you can heat a pack, I suppose, and bury it in their blankets.
Although I think, they can move away from it, but I'm always just a little bit wary of those heated packs. I think heated beds are probably better.
Okay. And in terms of exercise, what would you suggest in the cooler months?
Again, just steady exercise. You know, they warm up pretty well. I think if certain types of dogs, so things like older whippets or Italian greyhounds, and greyhounds in fact, you know, they don't have much coat and they're pretty skinny, so they can probably do with a nice jumper or a coat on them. But generally, it's just really important to keep exercising. If you stop, then they're just going to stiffen up and get bored.
And maybe once you get home, if it's been a bit wet out and they've been running around through wet grass, just to towel them down so they don't stay
just
wet.
Dry them off.
Sounds good. All right. Well, that's a few tips there for owners of senior petisans. Do stay tuned, because coming up shortly, we're going to hear from a very proud owner of almost a 20-year-old cat. Can you believe it? Was adopted from the Lost Dogs home 20 years ago.
So what year was that in?
1994.
Oh, my God.
What was happening in 1994? What were you doing, Alan?
1994. I think that was the year that I graduated from uni.
I think I was...
Or started working anyway.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I would have been in late primary school, I think. Sorry.
Enough of that conversation.
All right. Well, look, we will be returning to talking about pets, not the year of 1994. This is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. Do stay tuned. Up next, like I said, we will be chatting to a proud owner of a 20-year-old cat. Now, for almost two decades, former stray and then adopted cat from the Lost Dogs home, Shadow, has been a much-loved member of the Gould family.
That's right. Back in 1994, Melissa and her two primary school-aged daughters were looking to adopt a cat when their journey brought them to the home in North Melbourne. Instantly winning their hearts, Shadow has grown up with the children, outlived two dogs and three cats, and has shared a bond unique to each member of the family she was adopted into.
We caught up with Melissa 2 years ago when Shadow turned 18, and that was a milestone birthday back then, and in August this year Shadow will be turning an incredible 20 years old.
I was caught up with Melissa again to get an insight into what it's like living with not just one but two senior pets. Melissa starts off here by describing the magnificent Moggy.
A lovable, integral part of the family who's been a constant over nearly 20 years of her life. She's certainly been a cat that's always made her presence known and likes people to acknowledge the fact that she's come into the room, and, you know, she'll usually announce herself. And even from a young age, whenever we came home, she would appear at the door within, you know, 30 seconds or a minute of us being in the house. So, yeah, she's always been a very close companion animal.
And what is Shadow doing now? Is she nearby?
Yes, she's sitting on the bed looking at me, wondering what on earth I'm doing, ignoring her. She hasn't started shouting yet. You may hear her.
We'll have to interview her as well then.
Yeah.
Now, Shadow is approaching 20 years of age. I believe she'll be turning 20 in August this year.
That's right.
You also have an Italian greyhound who's 14 years old. Can you give our listeners a sense of what it's like living with two senior pets?
Look, sometimes it can be a bit chaotic because they their memories are not as good as they used to be. The dog is getting a bit deaf and blind, so she has a bit of a challenge when you take her for a walk. She obviously navigates very much by scent, and we call them our adventure walks. We let her take us where she'd like to go, try and walk during daylight and not at night, because that's just terrible for her walking at night. She usually does a bit of a lap of the block now, doesn't like to cross too many roads. I mean, obviously she's on the leash, but she certainly guides us in terms of her walking. Shadow, we've just had to make a few adjustments around the house in terms of a step up for her so she can navigate around the gate that keeps the dog shut downstairs at night, a stool in the kitchen so she can jump up onto the bench. She used to be able to do that in one leap but can't anymore at her age. And providing her with a bit of extra warmth at night, certainly in winter. She gets a heated wheat bag at night to help keep her bed warm.
Oh, fantastic. So you heat that up prior to her going to bed and then leave it there in her bed overnight?
Yeah, I just give it a zap in the microwave before she goes to bed, put it under a layer of polar fleece so it's not in direct contact with her skin. She seems to enjoy getting that extra piece of heat overnight.
And I hear she's also using human heat as a way of staying warm as well during the cooler weather.
Oh, yes. If you sit down to do anything on the computer or sit down to watch TV, she's right there. As soon as it's usually me. but she comes straight to my lap. And the other challenge, of course, is being an older cat, her claws don't retract as well as they used to. I'm not a big one for clipping claws. She's always kept them pretty much in trim. I actually keep a blanket in the lounge room, so if I sit down, I put the blanket on my lap. So when she gets on, I was just getting a bit sick of too many pulls in clothing. Damn, there's another pull on my pair of black pants that I wear.
The common experiences of cat owners, definitely.
Yes.
If it's not your clothing, it's furniture.
yeah, exactly. Well, she's always been pretty good. She's never really scratched furniture, which is great.
And it sounds like with those adjustments, you've actually been in tune with your pets and kept an eye on how they're behaving and how things are changing and slowly adapted things to their needs.
Absolutely. Look, I think both my husband and I are fairly astute in terms of watching and observing the animals and making adjustments. I mean, they've given us so much pleasure over the years that it's a very small thing to adjust the way of life to enable them to have a much, fuller existence, I suppose.
And just on that point, at the Lost Dogs Home, we have senior pets that are absolutely gorgeous, that are so full of life and all in need of a home. Having two senior pets at home, how would you advocate for adopting four senior pets?
Oh, look, I think it's a fabulous initiative. I mean, obviously, both of our pets are getting towards the end of their lives, and I would seriously consider adopting a senior pet when the time came. I'm getting older myself. I think, do I want to actually go back through all that chewy puppy stage, which can be quite a challenge? I remember how destructive Gigi was when she was little. For a small Italian greyhound, she shredded a few pairs of shoes and did other very naughty things. I'm not sure I want to go back to that. Cats, I think they really come into their own as they age. I think Shadow was definitely more aloof as a younger cat. Maybe it was because we had a dog, but she just seems far more affectionate now and always wants to chat and have that lovely bond with you.
That there was the proud owner of Shadow. Melissa, thank you for putting aside the time to have a chat with us, who adopted Shadow from the Lost Dogs Home way back in 1994. And Shadow, as you can hear, is leading a very happy and healthy life in the Gould family.
Contact us, lostdogshome@joy.org.au.
Yes, all throughout the program today, we are championing the wonderful senior pets of our lives and the senior pets that we've got up for adoption at the Lost Dogs Home. There are so many merits in adopting senior pets and we're just going to go through some of them, aren't we, Alan?
That's right. I mean, I suppose the first thing is they've had some training and they're pretty well mannered. All the hard work has been done and they come into their own in their senior years. They generally understand your commands and their behaviour is more predictable and they usually have a set routine that they like to stick to. That's not always the case and they can be a bit headstrong and sometimes they haven't had the training, but in general, they have.
They do. They're also travelling better. You know, senior dogs really like to... go on trips with you. They like to sort of, you know, be by your side. They're great companions, just as long as you look out for their welfare and forth.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they're just happy to sort of shadow
they're
you in a way, don't they?
I'm a bit more chilled, you know, and less likely to be off exploring.
That's right.
And they're less destructive, usually. They're calmer, more laid back. They've generally moved on from the search and destroy phase, and they tend to be more docile and enjoy, you know, well, they sleep a bit more, so they have long naps. They don't want lots of attention. They don't generally pester you for attention, but they just like to hang around.
They like to be a part of it in a sort of in a quieter way.
That's right. Yeah.
And what you see is what you get. We do say this quite a lot because there's so much merit in it. A senior pet holds no surprises as to how big they might be, what colour their coat might be, or whether, you know, his hips will be healthy. I'm not sure why that's in there. But, you know, you've got a sense of, where they're going in life, I suppose. A senior pet comes to you with his own history as well, which makes his future much more predictable than others like puppies and kittens. So in respects, you sort of have a sense of who they are.
That's true. And look, I think the really it's really important to remember that you can teach an old dog new tricks. Adult dogs, they can really focus on the task at hand, unlike lots of puppies who'll get distracted. And you will find that if you adopt an older pet, you will need to train them some things to, so that they fit in with your lifestyle. So it's still a good idea to take them to training classes, and just remember that it's just a bit of a gentler process.
It is. And senior pets are not only great for senior citizens, they're also wonderful for families with children as well. Mm-hmm. So many elderly people find the calm presence of an older dog quite comforting, but they're also really great around kids. They're not, they're less sort of jumpy and that sort of thing. So kids can learn a great deal from them.
Yeah. I mean, I think with that though, you do have to be careful, because if they've spent, you know, the first 10 years of their lives not involved with children, it's a bit stressful for them to suddenly be presented with, you know, boisterous teenagers, say. So you have to meet and make sure that the fit matches.
And that's the merit of also going to a place like the shelter, you know, because we have good descriptions. We understand what these dogs are all about, what homes they'll, you know, best be suited to. So
And the adoption staff know them because they look after them. So
that's right.
They can have a chat.
They have a very intimate understanding of each of our shelter candidates. So we've got a couple currently up for adoption. We mentioned Rosie earlier in the program.
That's right. Rosie was our, she was almost 10-year-old Staffy. She's really friendly, very, very sweet. She needs to go on a bit of a diet, but she would make anyone a lovely pet.
And we've also got Melanie, who's a quite a senior cat. I met her just recently, and she's just beautiful. She's got a lovely coat. She's very personable, really sweet. Alan, you've got her details there.
I do. She is a black and white cat. She's 10 years old, female desexed, like all our cats. Her ID number is 968280. So if you're interested to have a look at her or meet her, you can pop online at dogshome.com.
Well, we hope we've convinced you, or if not, encouraged your decision to look at adopting a senior pet. You can visit all our animals up for adoption at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne, or check out our website, dogshome.com.
At the Lost Dogs Home, we often meet some wonderful dogs who, with just a little encouragement, obedience training and socialisation, reach their potential.
The Finishing School, a Lost Dogs Home and Planet Nine joint initiative, prepares dogs whose manners just need that little bit of polish before going up for adoption.
Each week, shelter dogs receive tailored training and socialisation from Planet Canine trainers, Lost Dogs Home staff and dedicated volunteers. This week we feature Cooper, a Kelpie mix from the country who was surrendered to our Echuca shelter as a skittish puppy who had never been trained. Now at our North Melbourne shelter as a Finishing School student, charismatic Cooper is flourishing in the program, specifically tailored to his needs.
Let's find out more about Cooper and his fellow friends that are all going through the Finishing School at the Lost Dogs Home.
The Lost Dogs Home and Planet Canine have teamed up to create a finishing school for those dogs needing that extra bit of guidance before heading to the adoption pens. Each week, the dogs receive special training from Planet Canine trainers, Lost Dogs Home staff and dedicated volunteers. Like a country kid who finds himself suddenly in the big smoke, Cooper the Kelpie Cross was overwhelmed by city life. Cooper was surrendered to our Echuca shelter as a skittish 12-month-old pup with no training. Sue Conroy decided to enrol Cooper in the Finishing School program.
We brought him down to North Melbourne to increase his chances of finding a new home. Initially, he didn't even know how to sit and was too anxious to take food rewards. It will be a great help to his future adopters if we can get him started in training.
Planet Canine trainers developed a program for Cooper. This involved firstly teaching Cooper to settle around other dogs and people. Cooper attended basic manners classes in which he was rewarded with cuddles and pats for settling on a mat. As Cooper settled, his ability to learn new cues improved. Trainer Nicole Beasley explains.
As Cooper started to relax, a cheeky playfulness emerged. He was a mixture of playful and skittish. He would start to have a game and relax and then become worried and freeze. We taught Cooper that if he responded to simple cues, he could be rewarded with a great game.
Cooper needed a bit of encouragement to understand that it was okay to play with humans. Gentle, reward-based training enabled Cooper to become more confident and settled and improved his communication with people. Over the last few days, Cooper has gone from strength to strength. He's learned how to go to a mat, walk on a lead, and settle in busy situations. Thanks to the team at the Lost Dogs Home, Cooper is actually quite enjoying city life. To view the dogs currently available for adoption, please visit the website.
You can indeed visit dogshome.com to find all the profiles on our shelter animals and just basically keep an eye on whether, you know, your next pet is at the Lost Dogs Home. Mm. Dogshome.com. You're on Joy 94.9 and this is Pets Allowed.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.